Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
So Joe Biden was asked about Charles Schumer and his speech about Israel and Netanyahu and calling for new elections and the Israeli people are being stifled and need a two-state solution. And Joe Biden said, yeah, he contacted the White House. He thought it was a good speech. And so wait a minute. So now we're back in the business, or now we're now in the business of undermining our strongest ally in the Middle East while they're at war with a terrorist organization backed by Iran. I'm telling you, folks, you know, if this was a movie, you'd think, no, this is too unbelievable. This will never sell. The United States would never do such a thing. But yet, we just watched this happen. This is really, really significant. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three, the weekend edition, is officially launched and underway. And we have a lot to talk about, of course. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's going to be back with us here in just a moment. And also, folks, don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And, yes, we were playing Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts. And I mentioned about, I'm glad, you know, Driver Ron's back at work now. After the big snow deluge, and he just wrote in and said, right on. So I think you liked the song, and I'm glad that you're back at work, Ron, and of course, safe travels. We want you to be absolutely safe out there. All right, folks, we got Denise Simon with us. Happy weekend again, Denise.
Happy weekend to you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, so many weird things are happening. Sometimes we just got to chuckle at it, but in so very, very serious. You know, as I mentioned, we'll get back to Fannie Willis here in a moment, but certainly one of the big happenings of this last week was Chuck Schumer giving that horrible diatribe about Israel, and now we got Joe Biden, who was asked about it in the Oval Office, and he was back to his normal self, by the way. He wasn't yelling at the top of his lungs, but he said, yeah, he called the White House, and he thought it was a good speech.
Yeah, I knew that Chuck Schumer, collaborated with the White House on that speech. So, yeah.
yeah. In other words, so, I mean, this is the idea that's like floating the trial balloon, right? And to see, you know, well, what happens if we go out and say something this radical and kind of gauge the reaction? But, you know, for our listeners on the weekend, you know, and I know we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, but isn't this a desperation as well because of the problems they're having in the polls, and especially with some of these different Arab American constituencies that for some reason they've got too much support for Israel, I guess?
I don't know about other states, but I got an interesting text from my older son yesterday, who once said that he told me he didn't like Florida. This is when he was living in Georgia, and I never thought I could ever get him out of Georgia. But he said in this text, I love Florida, Ma. For today's world, I really have a good life. And I looked at the text and kind of tilted my head and went, you know, is this really my son?
Hmm.
And my response to him was, well, because of the current, he said, the current world made me love it. And I said, well, whatever works, for sure, because Florida seems to be the only sane and happy state. So it's hard for me to kind of look back at some of the conditions of these other states, much less the federal government, and much less what's happening around the world. Sometimes you just want to leave it all. Like, for instance, this Judge McAfee in Georgia Let me say some of the words that he used.
Mm-hmm.
Despite her tremendous lapse in judgment, unprofessional conduct, several times he used repeated bad choices, potential untruthfulness under oath, prejudicial and legal improper. So just those, and he lets her stay on the case, okay? It's almost as though this judge works for this White House, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what Chuck Schumer did, and before that, Samantha Power over at USAID, is all the same thing. Repeated bad choices, untruthfulness. Oh, wait a minute. That's the White House too, right? So it's infected everywhere.
Yeah. I put my classified documents next to my Corvette in the garage. Stuff like that. No, I agree. But you know, Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, he called it a weasel-y opinion.
It is.
Yeah, and he also said, you know, but this judge has to live in Fulton County. But, you know, is there a fear factor involved here as well?
He just wants to be reelected. He was trying to, he equivocated. He was trying to throw a bone to both sides. And, because remember, he dropped, didn't he drop a couple of charges against Trump?
If I recall correctly. But obviously, and also I think it begs the question, I mean, you know, this prosecutor, Fannie Willis, and don't worry, folks, they're not going to take our advice on this because they're blinded by their hatred and need to get Donald Trump. But the most professional thing to do would be to just simply step back and let some other prosecutor handle this, because they're handing this to them on an appeal that there was a conflict of interest. The judge didn't go far enough. And, you know, this isn't fair.
Well, this cat Wade did apparently all the work. So since he's gone, I don't think she has any kind of control on the case, because she dumped it on him. So can she pick up the baton and run with it? I'm not sure that she can.
That's a good observation, to be sure. Yeah. But, of course, we're not going to mention evidently the... Something, what were you doing at the person's house from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.? They said they were playing Scrabble.
That's right. Right.
You're not going there. All right. Denise, you're right there. We're coming right back, everybody. Weekend edition continues. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, you are, and it is the weekend edition, everybody. Welcome to everybody listening, whatever you're hearing this program, by the way, on the weekend. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network out there. And we want to give a shout-out to everybody at GCN this morning, working very hard for the program. We appreciate it so very, very much. And, folks, once again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message anytime, day or night, whenever you're hearing the program. We sure do appreciate it. And we sure do appreciate Denise Simon as well. She's back with us as well. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right. Well, you know, just changing gears here just briefly, I saw this article earlier, it's on Breitbart. And they're talking about the United States has now more than doubled its reliance on imported needles and syringes from China and other countries in the last 6 years. You got a senator's Pete Ricketts, Republican out of Nebraska. Also, Richard Blumenthal out of Connecticut, a Democrat. And they're spearheading this. In 2018, 15%. Of the 10 million needles and syringes used every day in America were imported. Now it's up to 40%. So where does this put us? Obviously, you know, this is just another issue having to do with relations with China.
Well, we found out during all things COVID that just north of 90% of all of our pharmaceuticals, whether they're prescription or over the counter, and PPE come from China. And we've done nothing to fix that. Nothing. The Biden administration created a Made in America department, little committee at the White House, where anything that the government buys, it cannot come from
a foreign source has to be made here in America. I would argue that that was just a gesture that nobody's serious about it. Because the federal government also buys those kinds of things, too. To have in our stockpiles, you know, for things like FEMA and, you know, emergency humanitarian aid kind of thing, whether it's here in the United States or anywhere. So, yeah, nobody's serious about it.
Well, and of course, what's happening, you know, inside China, the other day, Gordon Chang, who you're familiar with, of course, you know, I saw a statement by him basically saying, you know, China's falling apart. You know, we know that their economy is having huge problems.
They are.
Yeah, they're trying to pump money into the property fiascos that they've had. And then also talking tough, saying you must pay back everything or there will be dire consequences. I mean, they're kind of flailing about where all that is concerned. Mm-hmm. So, but what do you think that means in terms of what they would do next, especially in regards to Taiwan? Because everybody's waiting for that shoe to drop. Does this make them more likely or less likely, do you think, to make a move at this time? Or, you know, where are they with all this?
I last week bought Peter Schweitzer's newest book, Blood Money, and I finished Mike Pompeo's book just the other day. So last night I started on Peter Schweitzer's book. I got to page 3 so far. I mean, then I fell asleep. But I will tell you, it is. I can tell where this book is, I think, going to go. It really is a presidential daily briefing and State of the Union address rolled into one just in the first 3 pages with what China's doing to the United States. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't read books, that's okay. But you can try on over to Amazon and you can preview the book and just read the first 3 pages. And it'll just scare the daylights out of you. So, we're not serious about taking on Russia. We're not serious about taking on Iran because we just gave them another $10 billion. We lifted the sanctions and they have now access to $10 billion again.
Right.
And we're not serious about, you know, any of these other threats. Now, I mentioned that you and I talked about yesterday, or day before yesterday, opening Guantanamo for Haitian refugees.
Right, right.
And I went off on it and I said it shouldn't be the refugees, it ought to be the gangs, right? Well, the general, I think her name is Laura Richardson, the general at U.S. Southern Command, declared that they were pretty much finished preparations for Haitian refugees. So they've moved ahead on that.
Well, but how many refugees realistically, you know, this isn't a trick question or some, I'm not trying to be hilarious here, but how many refugees can you fit in Guantanamo Bay? I mean,
well, not only that, but DeSantis is doing everything he can. He has a 15-mile tripwire, if you will. And I think that Congressman Michael Waltz has introduced legislation to move that up to 25 miles, tripwire. But anyway, so whoever gets through, and by the way, Mayorkas said that these people will be repatriated back to their country. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets through, gets through how, and who is it that's going to collect them? You know, DeSantis is doing everything he possibly can. But what are we doing in Haiti?
Right, right.
It just defies any kind of logic. And I'm sitting here, by the way, looking at an article that came out 2 days ago. Chuck Schumer, he tweeted this out. New York City will receive a fresh $106 million from the feds to reimburse for migrant costs. I worked hard with New York City and FEMA to deliver these funds. $106
million. Wow.
Now, the package is supposed to be $150 million. Oh, but wait a minute. According to the mayor, last year they spent almost $4 billion. Okay, so let's talk about this. The feds have just given $106 million, $107 million, whatever the number is, to New York. So add that on top of the cost already, because they think it's cool to have all these migrants coming in. We're flying them in and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you put this all on a piece, all these pieces of paper, on all these things that are happening and the money that we're throwing in at the southern border, and now what DeSantis is having to spend, or what Abbott is having to spend in New York, or... And then what it's costing our infrastructure, like education and hospitals and all that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, but I thought even New Yorkers were sort of upset, and, you know, maybe not so much now because if it's just, quote, federal money, but guess where federal money comes from?
So that's precisely my point.
Yeah. But they had, like, what was it, $50 million worth of gift cards or something they were handing out to migrants in New York. Here's your gift card, you know.
Yeah. Waste, fraud, and abuse. Every one of these politicians that have advocated and sided with this entire migrant thing, regardless of what it looks like, every one of them ought to be put up before ethics committees and terminated and primaried out and anything that we could possibly do. It's reckless spending. And we didn't get to vote on it. Did you vote on $107 million to go to New York? Because I didn't. It's our money.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. But at the same time, I mean, they're not addressing the actual problems. They're manufacturing problems and then justifying trying to spend all this money when we shouldn't be having this problem in the first place. It's kind of like Laken Riley. I mean, she would be alive. If this person had not gotten in the country like this, you know, it's just that simple. And, you know, but unfortunately, this is the lot that we have right now. But I tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're going to head down to the bottom of the hour break right now. And we're going to come right back, everybody. If you've got something you'd like to ask Denise or make a comment, we'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. If you're with us live here this morning, early Saturday morning. But stay right there because we've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Edition continues on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. If you have a question or a comment for us this morning, especially for our good friend, our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, head on over to FoundersCode.com, everybody. Check out all the great articles and other materials that Denise has there. You won't be sorry. And I'm telling you, and let's bring in Denise. Hello again, Denise. You're back with us. All right. Well, you know, Denise, people aren't hearing the things that we're talking about, I think, really overnight in America. I mean, this is... And we get messages about this kind of stuff, and we really appreciate it so very much, you know, because, you know, all of this goes together, you know, all of this is related. And especially when you have an administration that is not just completely making these mistakes, but a lot of times, don't you feel that there are things that are being done intentionally that actually continue to mess things up?
Well, it's clearly intentional. I mean, I don't think we can get beyond that. I mean, that's a proven condition. It's clearly intentional.
Well, what other conclusion can we come to, especially when we see this undermining of the Israeli government at this time? All these mixed signals. For some reason, we can't stop the Houthis. You know, for some reason, you know,
we won't stop the Houthis.
Okay, good. I'm glad you phrased it that way, because people would say, well, you know, we have the American military. The American military can't undo the Houthis. But I think you're right. Again, it's this sort of crazy, idea that they just can't get the job done here. But I'm more of the Trumpian ilk in that sense. President Trump would call on the military leaders and say, "Go! I don't want to hear anything more about the Houthis ever again." And they would take care of business.
It's fascinating that you say that, because he made some of those statements and edicts when he was in the White House on several issues. The World Health Organization, remember he got us out of that one. The Paris Climate Change, remember he goes, we're out of here. You know, so go do it. You know, whether he was saying it to the Secretary of State, somewhere between Rex Tillerson or General Mattis or whomever. He did put out some of those edicts.
Yeah, that's his style. He delegates that to people who know how to go do that thing. So, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Anthony in Tampa, who's been patiently waiting for us this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise.
Yeah, enjoy the show, man.
Thank you.
Kyle and Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Schumer is just a little bit lower than the history class failure and denier of his own Jewishness, who also ridicules his Jewishness, and that's Bill Maher. You know, I have to tell these lefties, the Jews on the left, who think that because they're siding with Hamas and kind of going against Netanyahu and Israel, that they think the pro jihadists in Dearborn or Chicago or New York are going to kind of let them slide. They hate your guts. They hate Jews. It's clear they have to understand that. And it's like with the progressive Caucasians who think that siding with BLM is going to get them a pass. They hate white people. That's their whole creed. So, you know, you need to choose a side. The left doesn't love you. They hate you. I remember, the second inauguration of Obama during that convention, when they mentioned Israel, you could hear the boos within the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break, man. What does it take the Jews on the left to wake up? I'm talking about the celebrities, the athletes, the musicians who think they're going to get a pass. You've seen the marches around the country. You've seen what's going on around the world. It's a wake-up call. If they don't heed that wake-up call, I don't know. So, your views, I appreciate your views on this. Thank you.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, thank you, Anthony.
I'm glad
you
said that
it.
Because I went to bed last night also thinking, you know, I don't hear these people calling for regime change in Russia, Iran, Venezuela. It's, you know, a regime change of Hamas. How about that? Or,
at the Academy Awards, why couldn't you wear a button that says "Stop Hamas"?
Right.
You know, like, you know, no more, no more Hamas. Hamas with a red line through it, something like that. But honestly, and I just can't imagine. You know,
bad guys are winning.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they won. But, I mean, this fight is getting harder because the progressives aren't helping. So the bad guys, you know, every day they get a little more of an advantage because this administration, along with all of the acolytes of this administration, including Senator Chris Coons, I would add, people like Mark Elias, people like Samantha Power, Susan Rice, I mean, I can go on and on and on. You know, they...
yeah. It's really something. Really something.
Is.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head back over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob this morning on this Saturday morning, this weekend edition of the program. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle, Denise. somebody on the news said that a lot of the problem with this White House is the fact that they have the people that they have on their staff and stuff. One example being that KJP person that does the press conferences. And other ones, I mean, we all know in reality it's the Obama people that are really running the place, but that's standard news. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, was the fact up in Canada, Trudeau wants to give life imprisonment to people that say the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And could that kind of stuff creep in down here, or are there people down here that are advocating?
It has creeped in.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And, well, that's right on the road to fascism, it sounds like to me, or 1984-ism.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Supreme Court, and you guys are smarter than me, so you can kind of help check this out, but
yeah.
I think the Supreme Court came out with a decision that people can actually sue social media for terminating their accounts or censoring them.
Yeah,
toggling their post.
Well, I know that they did come down with a decision about public officials not being able to block constituents for one thing, but that's considered a free speech issue. But yeah, we'll check that out. Yeah.
What, Kyle?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Go ahead, back in about.
Okay, I'm sorry, anybody. What about somebody buying up TikTok? I know that there was people were supposed to be putting together a group of
Steve Mnuchin,
maybe
yeah.
to take over TikTok. And I think they could make it call it Trump Talk, would be good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think last we heard Denise, right, Steve Mnuchin was trying to put together a group.
So is Microsoft, and
yeah.
We don't like that. Because that would give Microsoft some kind of monopoly.
Right.
So
whoever did it still would be better than China.
Of course.
Oh, big time. Big time indeed. Yeah, but the whole point is they have to be divorced from the company called ByteDance. So I don't know if they can just flip
a
switch.
They can make
the
offer and see if it even happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think ByteDance wants to give it up.
Well, they'll end up being banned anyway at that point.
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly. And in an election year when this president wants to get on TikTok and talk to young people, I mean, this is a terrible, terrible situation for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't U.S. companies have the technology to create a clone of TikTok, an identical
sure
type
oh,
of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, I'm sure they can. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So why wouldn't a U.S. company start doing that? They ought to do that right now.
Well, you really already have it. I mean, you've got Instagram out there, which is pretty much the same thing, and you've got YouTube.
YouTube Shorts and things, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's pretty much out there. It's just that this is the Chinese version, and, you know, they have manipulated the Gen Zs.
And the millennials,
effectively
yeah.
so, and successfully.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're heading out to the break. Yeah, we're heading to the break.
Thanks,
Ammon Bob. Thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend. And Denise Simon, founderscode.com. It's always a pleasure, of course, Denise.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning edition. Take care.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend to you, too. Folks, the weekend edition continues. Coming back for the final segment of the program this morning. Got a great direct message I want to share with you as well. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Weekend Edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We have covered a lot of ground. There's no doubt about that. And wherever you're listening from, we want to wish you again a great, wonderful weekend. As I was saying earlier in the show, I'm just wanting a non-windy weekend. That's what I want. It's the devastation of the yard is too much. I'll be picking up stuff all weekend long. No doubt about that. But once again, folks, welcome back to the broadcast. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you'd like to go over there and send us a direct message, we've got a great direct message that I want to tell you about. And it came in from Bill listening on WLSS 930 in Sarasota, about the Bernie Sanders segment that we had earlier, where we talked about Bernie Sanders and his reaction to a Fox Business reporter named Hillary Vaughn. I want to play just a little bit of that sound clip that Bill is reacting to, so we get back on the same page here. So just listen to this. Here she wanted to ask him a question about taxation and the 32-hour work week that he just came out of some meeting on Capitol Hill. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Can I talk to you about the 32-hour work week?
Yes.
It seems like Fox Business.
Yeah.
It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't get to ask a question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
Hold it. Okay. We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their workers more, lower prices, and now pay people not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to stop paying their fair share of taxes.
Got to pay their fair share of taxes. And don't let the reporter, who's being very, very professional, ask you the question. Because what do you start doing? You got to start steamrolling. Just steamroll. Well, Bill in Sarasota, again, listening on WLSS, AM 930, he writes in and he says, Bernie Sanders makes a great big deal about billionaires not paying their fair share, as if there is such a thing. It's a shiny object to distract from the real argument. Sanders is all about redistributionalism, socialism, communism, which, as Margaret Thatcher famously said, is great until you run out of other people's money. Well, you're right on the, you're smack dab right on the money, by the way, Bill. I appreciate it. He says Sanders doesn't know where the money comes from or doesn't care as long as he's got the power to make laws so he can keep his money. Aha. That's right. And he goes on to say where the money actually comes from is capitalism, voluntary exchange that benefits both parties in a transaction, value given for value received. You know, these are novel concepts, by the way, aren't they, Bill? When both parties receive value, their wealth grows, perhaps making one richer than the other. The other key is the Marxist socialists ignore is private property rights, the ability to keep all the benefits of your voluntary exchanges. He goes on to say that as Winston Churchill contrasted two economic systems, quote, the inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of blessings. The inherent vice of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries. How very well said. Absolutely. He says, that's why socialists have to lie to take over a country with capitalist economic system. The truth of socialism is like the old children's story about the goose that laid the golden eggs. Capitalism has a long-term view which nurtures the goose to get more golden eggs that benefit everyone. Socialism has the short-term view that kills the goose to get all the golden eggs at once, which impoverishes everyone. Bill, I appreciate this message so very much. It's absolutely well written, and I got to tell you, we are, continually having to fend off these lies that somebody like Bernie Sanders comes along and tries to say. They pit people against one another. Bernie Sanders evidently doesn't want a rising tide to lift all boats. He wants to continue the conflict and gin up conflict even where none exists. And I would think this idea of the 32-hour work week is another ruse. To do what? To espouse exactly what Bill's talking about here in this great message that he has. And, Bill, I appreciate it so very much. Great, great direct message. Really do appreciate it. And keep them coming, by the way. Again, this is just a great message this morning. And, yeah, Bernie Sanders, he's going to keep doing what he does. It is really, really pathetic. But you know what we're going to keep doing right here on this program? We're going to keep preaching it. We're going to keep combating it. We're going to keep poking the holes. We're going to keep doing all that kind of stuff. And we're going to do it right alongside with you, our great listeners out there. We appreciate you. And I just can't tell you enough how much we really, really do appreciate you. All right. Well, we're going to start heading out here real soon. But we do have 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Brace yourselves. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of the American people. Who's the idiot in California or anywhere that's voting for Joe Biden, okay? hey, Aaron Rodgers, why don't you get on the field and play some football for the New York Jets and try and quit trying to think that you could, you know, Joe Biden is a disaster. Anybody hooks their wagon to that loser is a loser, okay? The Jets have sucked since Joe Namath when I was 5 years old and he guaranteed a Super Bowl, and they haven't won nothing since. So shut up and play some football. Okay? And let me say, George Krapinopoulos, you disgraced all Greeks out there. Thank God I'm Italian, I'm Sicilian and Puerto Rican from the Bronx, New York, but you're a disgrace. Asking that lady about her situation when she was raped. You're a disgrace. You're a political hack. And by the way, all you idiots that want to talk about raising tax, why don't you get Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos together and tell them to pay more? You don't have to pass no law, but no, you don't, because you want to hurt the American people. The Democrat Party hates blacks. Look at that idiot in New York, that mayor. The cop is getting his face kicked in, but she doesn't care about these illegals kicking the cop's face in, but she wants to get more money for the illegals. No, Joe, they're illegal. Mm-hmm. That's an illegal that killed Lincoln Riley. That's an illegal that ran over that cop in Portland. These are illegals, but you don't care about the American people, okay? Let me tell you, corrupt judges, Donald Trump is innocent of all charges, and any illegal that votes in your state, I hope your state has a sinkhole, and you governors and you corrupt mayors and you corrupt council are in there. Hey, Georgia, why don't you throw a pair and stand up? And Pence, you're another Judas. We're surrounded by fake Judases. Steve Garvey, where are you at with Donald Trump in California? Let's get to work. If you're a true Republican, you stand with Donald Trump. Let's get to work and save the country. And ladies, don't let your daughter play ball against a transgender. Stand up for Trump. Stand up for Jesus. Let's go. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. Todd in Tampa, everybody. Hey, you got a little bit more than 60 seconds there. It is the weekend edition, so no harm done. I'll tell you this, folks. Actually, Steve Garvey, they were vilifying Steve Garvey for voting twice for Donald Trump. He said he thought both times he thought he was the man for the job on that. And they tried to, it was one of those woo moments in the debates, right? But, hopefully, and Steve Garvey is, competitive, at least in this primary against Adam Schiff. The general election is going to be a lot harder. Well, folks, I'm so glad that you are with us here on this weekend edition. So glad. Thank you so much for the messages. Thank you so much for the calls, for the well wishes, for everything. It's so much appreciated. And we hope that you got a great weekend ahead of you. And especially if you're hearing this program at a different time during the week on Saturday or Sunday, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Feel free to send us a direct message. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you're listening, where you're listening from. And we'll be happy to give you a shout out here on the program. Folks, once again, I can't believe the time has just flown by. It certainly has. But we've reached the end of the program this week, and we're going to be back bright and early on Monday morning, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And we'll see you on Monday. Take care out there, everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.